My guest in tonight's Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight is a lady whose original songs have won several awards over the past few years. Her music blends the best of jazz and the style of many of our contemporary singer-songwriters into her own unique blend. She's got a brand new album called Destiny, and we'll debut a song from that in a few minutes. KJ Dennard, welcome to the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight.
Oh, thank you so much.
The songs on this album are so well written, but that doesn't surprise me since you've been winning awards for your songs for several years now. Tell us a little bit more about those.
Latest Independent Music Award makes my third IMA, and I've had seven nominations. It's been really nice. I won a John Lennon songwriting contest, a grand prize for a song called Choose Your Weapon in 2012, and I won a lot of instruments and Pro Tools and a vocal effect that I actually use on the 10th album, Destiny.
You were also named one of the 50 artists honored by Arts Westchester. That must have been quite an event right here in your home area.
That was really, really sweet. I had an agent. She entered my name, and unfortunately, she passed away this year. I won the award and was able to sing one of the songs from Destiny in her honor. It was great to meet all these people in Westchester and interesting artists. It was a great, great day to feel like I was part of the community.
Were you always from this area, KJ?
I was born in Brooklyn. I'm a first-generation American. I grew up in the Bronx. But I've been living in Westchester since I first went on the road in, 1980, I think I moved to Westchester. I was in Rye and Portchester, and now I live in Ossining.
It's a Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight on 100.7 WHUD. I'm Kathy Millar, speaking with Westchester's KJ Dennard. KJ, I mentioned that your songs blend many different influences. Who are some of the artists who've inspired you over the years?
Big ones would be James Taylor and Joni Mitchell. And I saw one of my influences for the first time in November, and that would be Ricky Lee Jones. I tell people that my music sounds like if Sting married Roberta Flack and had an affair with Ricky Lee Jones.
Is there a common thread running through most of your favorite artists that you find so appealing?
I like chord progressions. And when I think of people like Sting and James Taylor or Joni Mitchell, all of them had a really distinctive sound. I can recognize James Taylor's kind of playing just listening to what his guitar does. And Joni Mitchell, of course, on the piano, she had such a sound. I like songs that have great harmony and great melodies. I love Steely Dan. I want my music to sound informed by real life. It's really fun to sing about who let the dogs out and let's get this party started. But my songs are kind of about the good stuff, the bad stuff, sort of that balance.
I understand that you spend time in the French West Indies and that you do quite a bit of songwriting there. What is it about that place that helps you creatively?
It's a really, really beautiful place. My family is from a little island called Grenada. I didn't get to go back to Grenada after the age of 14. Being in the same place and working six nights a week, there's nothing like it. This is how I worked when I first went on the road. I'd finish the gig, and then I'd still be awake. I could sit by the harbor on this little wall and write songs for the next 2 hours before I even went home.
Is there a method that you found works best for you? Words first, music first, or is it a combination?
I'm really a music first person. You know, it took me a long time to remember how much people are listening to what I sing and what I say. I wanted to play the piano, but what I had was a guitar. And so I worked really hard to be a good guitar player and to write really good songs. So when I first was writing songs, I was probably always writing songs where I sang like Michael McDonald. Now what I do is I do try to focus a little more on writing good melodies and telling the truth in an interesting way.
Tell us more about this new album, Destiny. Where did you record it, first of all?
Mostly here in Ossining. There was a studio called Bicoastal Sound, and it recently closed a little bit at my drummer's home, Ray Levier. He lives in Nyack, and I mixed it with Ben Wish, and I mastered it with Steve Vaviakis. All local people.
Tell us more about the performers on the album. You're the guitarist and the lead vocalist. You mentioned Ray Levier on drums. Who else plays on it?
My bass player since 1997 is a guy named Mamadou Ba. He's from Senegal. I have three wonderful keyboard players, Etienne Stadwick, and there's also Adam Klippel. He plays with me at the 55. Aaron Hike, he plays saxophone. And then Coco Jones plays percussion. So you're going to see any number of those guys if you come to see us in the city at the 55 Bar every other Saturday.
I'm Kathy Millar speaking with KJ Dennard and the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight on 100.7 WHUD. You mentioned that you have a residency every other Saturday at 55 Bar in New York City. Do you have any other gigs coming up in the near future, KJ?
I play at the Falcon. We're usually there at least twice a year. 12 Grapes in Peekskill is another place that I generally play the second Thursday of each month. KJDennard.com usually has the schedule. We'll have it up to date for everyone.
Now, the song we've chosen to share tonight is called I Don't Think So, and it's written in first person. Is that just a perspective, or is it based on personal experience?
That song was actually written in St. Bart's. I was practicing with Mamadou. I saw someone walk by, and he looked just like this guy named Francis, who's a guitar player that Mamadou and I know. And I was going, Mamadou, doesn't that look just like Francis? And Mamadou was looking at his phone, as was the guy that looked like Francis. And I looked suddenly at how many people were looking at their phones. And I started thinking about, what is it that we're looking for in our phones? So it's in the first person, and it really does start out from a real story. The song is saying we look like each other, and we look like other people, but we probably all come from the same place, which is we want to be loved.
KJ Dennard, thank you so much for being with me in the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight tonight. Continued success with your new album, Destiny, your future songwriting, your gigs, and all of your musical endeavors. Here's KJ Dennard with I Don't Think So on 100.7 WHUD.
Look like my brother. He looked just like Francis in 5 years. Watching each other. Up the phone, make the silence disappear. Do we really want the same things? Love me, love me, love me all of the time. Do we really want the same things? Tell the same old story one more time. Mind it starts to wander, and I find myself compelled to say that we all come from here. That's not my brother. No one knows me around here. Watching each other. Pick up the phone, pick up the phone. Make the silence disappear. Do we really want the same thing? Time. Do we really want the same things? Tell the same old story one more time. In the middle of the perfect day, my mind is starts to wander, and I find myself